Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey, welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. So glad to be with you this week and share a powerful message to each and every one of you. Please do me a huge favor. Share this podcast, this YouTube with everybody you possibly can. I feel that there is a preparation in the body of Christ right now. And we obviously, God is speaking because God is preparing each and every one of us. So I want to just come to you wherever you're watching or listening. Maybe it's from your, I don't know, you're maybe going to school, you're at work, you're at your lunch hour, you're going, getting ready to go to bed, wherever it is. You just woke up in the morning and you're hearing my voice. I want to give you this incredible word that God laid in my heart. My question to you today is, how are you walking out your trials? How are you walking out your affliction? How are you walking out the difficult circumstance in your life? So we're going to talk about that today because it's so key. How we walk it out determines how long we're going to be in it and how quickly we're going to receive that victory, or if we're even going to attain the victory. Listen, I'm certain there is not a person watching me or listening to me that does not want to receive their miracle, their victory. So how are we walking out our trials? We have to know and ask ourselves, how are we responding to the trials? How are we responding to the afflictions? How are we responding to the things and the circumstances that we are facing? There's not a person probably watching me or listening to me that is not facing some unfortunate circumstance that doesn't need to be changed. So we're going to talk about, how do I walk out my trials? Listen, I do this word, so I'm not just preaching to you from a word that I don't do. I want to talk to you about Habakkuk. Habakkuk is one of the most incredible stories, prophets, if you will, who wrote this story. And I love his story because you see a transformation in this guy's life. And you see it, a prophet, Habakkuk, who sees it from a certain perspective. He's looking at trials. He's looking at circumstances. He's looking at situations. And he's looking at it from a very ungodly perspective. And we see him and the way he transforms from chapter 1, chapter 2 to chapter 3. And he begins, you see this, just a transformed guy. And so we're going to talk about Habakkuk. How and what did he do? How did his perspective change? So he went from being this guy who was starting to question even the character of God. You know, you look at Habakkuk chapter 1, but you start to see this guy and he starts to question God. He's actually questioning God's character. And he's going, God, why are you idle? And I'm going to paraphrase it, but go study it. Habakkuk chapter 1, Habakkuk chapter 2. And he's asking God and he's questioning God because he's looking at the injustice and he's looking at this unfortunate circumstance. And so we see this prophet and he's confused because when you look at this story in Habakkuk's life, and his life does not make any sense. It's almost like a guy who is walking out circumstances and living out this life that is completely just doesn't make sense. You know, he's a man that loves God, but his life is not making sense. So he's almost confused and he's almost complaining, if you will, before God. And he's going, hey, Lord, how long shall I cry out to you? Are you not going to hear me? Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2 is a prophet crying out to God. And he's going, I'm praying, but can you not hear me? And then he says, will you not do anything? So he's accusing God of not doing anything. He's accusing God of allowing injustices and allowing unfortunate circumstances. And so it doesn't make sense. Sometimes our life doesn't make sense. Sometimes we live out things and we go, man, and we're excited when we receive the prophetic word. We're excited when God says such and such. And we read the word and we're excited when we come out of prayer. And we're going, wow, God just spoke to me and he said such and such. All of a sudden, you go out and you're expecting the circumstance to change right then and there when God spoke it, when you perceived it, when God said it to you. And then you walk out and you're going, wait, you know, I'm not really living what God has said. And so We need to know, how are we walking that out? What must we do to attain it? Well, Habakkuk was one of those guys that when you look at his life, it didn't make any sense. What God spoke to him, it wasn't really happening in the natural. What God has spoken to the man, this prophet, if you will, he wasn't living it. And so something happens to this prophet. And we got to talk about what happened. How did he start walking out this unfortunate circumstance that he's living, and he's questioning God, and he's going, God, how can you sit idly? How can you not do anything? Are you not hearing me? How long must I cry? I mean, many times we could ask that. How many more prayers must I pray? How many more, you know, injustices must I face? You know, how many more tears must I shed before I actually receive the promise? How many more intercession, you know, sessions do I have to do or go to before I receive and attain the manifestation of what God has spoken over my life? God, are you idle? I mean, let's get honest. Have you ever thought God was idle? Have you ever thought that God wasn't doing anything? See, God is always doing something. God is never idle. And so here's this prophet who's accusing God of being silent, who's accusing God of being idle, and accusing God of even in his character. So here's this prophet that goes through a transformation. And you see him in chapter 2. And God begins to answer this prophet. And God begins to tell him, you know, the Lord is in his holy temple, God says. And then he says, let all the earth keep silence before him. Here's this prophet. And all of a sudden, he goes through this transformation because God started speaking to him. And God tells him in chapter 2, verse 4, that the just shall live by faith, because it's going to require faith to walk out circumstances in our lives. You're going to need faith in that trial. When we are walking a trial, we're going to need faith. We're going to have faith, because faith is what's going to change our circumstances. Faith is what's going to change our perspective, because faith is really a belief system. And when we believe God, it changes our perspective. So we now start believing the God that spoke it. And although on the outside, it has not been manifested, but on the inside, I've got a perspective. And the perspective is a heavenly one. The perspective and how I see it is from above, because we are seated in high places, the Bible says. So when I start to see it the way God sees it, although nothing has happened on the outside, but the inside is starting to change, I am now seeing it from the lens of heaven. I am seeing it how God is seeing it. Just like the prophet Elijah, who saw the rain before the rain even came. So we're going to have to walk it through faith. It is by faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, it was by faith they conquered. It was by faith they overcame. It was by faith that Sarah was with child. So it's going to be by faith. So here is this guy by the name of Habakkuk who has a heart transplant, a heart transformation. And nothing really has changed on the outside, but what has changed is the heart of Habakkuk. You know what needs to change in our life when we walk out a trial, when we're walking through an unfortunate circumstance? Our heart has to change. It must be full of faith. We must undergo a heart change. So he goes from questioning God's character to now trusting in God. He goes from, I don't understand God, to now, I trust you, God. Although nothing has changed on the outside, but what changed was on the inside. And we see three things that I'd like to leave you with. There are three things, and these three things he started to do. Number one, he starts now praying before God. Number two, he waits on God. And number three, he rejoices in God. He went from complaining. He went from murmuring. He went from going, I question your character, to now a guy who worships God, to a guy who is praying before God, to a guy who is saying, oh Lord, remember mercy. Remember in your wrath, mercy. And God begins to speak to him and tells him, hey Habakkuk, I'm still God. I am the God. I'm still on the throne. I am the resurrection. I am the truth and I am the life, and I am still God, and I am not idle. I am still working. I am working on your behalf, Habakkuk. You think that I am sitting idly on my throne? That is not God. I am your God, Habakkuk, and I am going to deal with my people, he says, through Babylonians, through the Chaldeans who were ruthless people. And he said, I'm working it. And although you don't see it on the outside, Habakkuk, I am working. I've got a plan. I've got a purpose. And I am going to fulfill what I have spoken, Habakkuk. And all of a sudden, Habakkuk starts to rejoice. He starts to wait on God. He starts to worship God. He goes from no longer questioning God. Listen, how are you walking your trials? That is the question today. Are you questioning God? Do you think that God is sitting idly on his throne, you know, waiting for some, I don't know, something to happen, and hopefully something is going to happen? That is not our God. The God that we serve never sits idly. The God that we serve always has a plan. See, Jesus, when he went to the cross on that Friday night, it looked like darkness. It looked like nothing was happening, but something was happening. You know what was happening? Jesus was going to hell. He went to Hades to take the keys from the kingdom of darkness so that he can give them to us. It looked in the natural dark. It looked hopeless. It looked like nothing was happening, but something was happening. On the third day, he resurrected. On the third day, God resurrected him. And he's sitting now on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. Look what Jesus said. He is the great intercessor, interceding for you and I. Oh, God is moving on your behalf. The question is, how are you walking the trial? How are you walking the circumstance? Number one, we must walk it by faith. Number two, we must pray before God day and night until the miracle comes without tarry, without getting weary. And number three, we must wait on the Lord, waiting on the Lord with expectancy, with faith, with anticipation that today is the day of your miracle. Man, I feel like something's breaking as I'm talking to you right now. I feel like I'm in front of some of you, breaking off some things, breaking off doubt. And the last thing that he did, Habakkuk, he rejoiced in God. Listen, it's time to rejoice. It's not time to be sad. It's not time to be downcast. He said, oh, downcast is my soul. And then the Bible says that David said, oh, my soul, don't be downcast. He was speaking to himself. Some of you got to speak to yourself. Some of you have got to get yourself and just talk yourself happy and begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. The Bible says, rejoice in the God of your salvation. He is working on your behalf. So rejoice. Get excited. I mean, just sing the song. The Bible says, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. It didn't say if you sing pretty, just rejoice. Begin to sing a song. I mean, if you can't sing and you don't carry a tune, who cares? Begin to sing a song right there where you're at. As a matter of fact, you should do a praise break right about now. And you should begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation, because he's got a plan. In Jesus' name, man, I feel like I just preached right now. I'm excited for this, because you know what? God is not done with you yet. God is not done with you yet. Wait patiently. Be excited about what is coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I'm going to pray for you. I break every doubt over the people's life right now. I break it. Every spirit of doubt that has come into your life that has made you think that God is idle. God is not idle. I break that form, that system, that belief system, that lie. I break the chain in the name of Jesus. And I declare freedom over your mind. I declare that God is breathing faith once again. He's breathing faith. You're starting to believe him. So I declare in Jesus' name, get up and believe God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Comment down below. And please, please, please send us any prayer petitions that you have. Until next time, we will see you guys. I love you. God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.